Climate Guard. Vinyl windows made in Chicago since 1975. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. Sick of hearing 2 for 1, buy 4, get 1 free. Act now. With Climate Guard, no gimmicks, no promos. Just the same quality window for the same low price. Ask your contractor for Climate Guard windows or call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
What? This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. It's never too early for football. Season tickets available at nusports.com. Well, as the Bears head towards offseason workouts, GM Ryan Pace said today that 2015 top draft pick Kevin White is 100% healthy after spending last year on the PUP list.
He's 100% healthy, so now it's just him, that mental confidence, yeah. You know, full speed. And I think he's there. I mean, he's... Like I've told you before, he's got the big smile on his face because I think he's eager to show everybody what he can do.
Bears signed Saints tight end and restricted free agent Josh Hill to a 3-year offer sheet yesterday. The Saints now have 4 days to match that offer. Elsewhere in the league, the Rams will be the home team in a 2018 game in China. They'll also be the featured team on this year's installment of Hard Knocks. Commissioner Roger Goodell said today that he has no intention of returning New England's confiscated draft picks to them, even though the Deflategate court case is in legal limbo on appeal. Carolina coach Ron Rivera wants the league to stop requiring Super Bowl losers to talk to the media afterwards. Bulls are looking for a sweep of their homestand when the Knicks come to town tonight. Bulls also trying to move out of that tie with Detroit for the 8th and final playoff spot in the East. Etuan Moore and Cameron Bairstow not available tonight. Pau Gasol is probable. Tip tonight at 7 at the UC. Blackhawks, on the other hand, are in the middle of a slump, having lost 2 straight and 6 of their last 7. Coach Joe Quenneville didn't sound amused after last night's loss.
I don't know if it's confidence or whatever, but I think we got to find a way to rectify the way we play and the way we play with more urgency. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to measure confidence to me. If you play hard, you find your way through it.
Hawks begin a 4-game road trip in Calgary Saturday. Corey Crawford still day-to-day with an upper body injury. He may not make the trip. Marcus Kruger, however, will travel with the team. He could return as early as Saturday. In baseball, the Cubs send Kyle Hendricks to the mound when they take on the Rangers in just a few minutes. White Sox starter will be John Danks as the Southsiders take on the Padres. Both games getting underway at 3:05. Alex Rodriguez says he'll retire in 2017 after his contract expires. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, and Lincolnshire. And Easter with Walgreens is pretty sweet. They have premium candies, chocolate eggs, toys, gift cards, plastic grass and eggs, even baskets. At Walgreens, everything you need is right around the corner. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Moores and Bernstein.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Afternoons on The Score.
Barack Obama is a huge Chicago White Sox fan.
Well, I tell you what, we've had a great rotation. We've had some great pitchers like Sales.
Who the hell is he?
Can't get anything right.
That center fielder, Weiss.
Wise. Oh. It's Wise, not Weiss.
I was living close to what was then Kaminsky Park.
It was? He gets it wrong every time, President Meatball.
He's no worse than the average White Sox fan.
Between him and Emmanuel, they've gotten nothing right.
There was a great play when Ron Santos... I forgot what game it was, but it was a tremendous play.
Well, how about George Ryan, the Hall of Famer Dick Butka?
The coach, the Hall of Famer Dick Butka.
And that's why they imprisoned him, actually. That's why they had to send him away.
Immediately.
I forget those years, Dick Butka leading the Bears.
That is great.
Daly had Jay about, Black, you know, the Blackhawks.
Yes, that's right. He called Jay Blunk Jay Black.
On behalf of the city of Chicago, I want to thank Jay Black, Joe Quellville.
Nope. The mayor, the governors, the presidents, nobody knows who anybody is.
My name is Ron Santos. My name
is Dick Butka. My name is
Jay Black.
My name is center fielder Weiss.
Joe Quellville.
Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We really are some of the dumbest bastards on the face of the earth here. We really. Oh, for the love of God. How tough is it? How difficult is it?
And you know that whatever factotum briefed the elected official before the ceremony is going, no, that's not what I told you. Read your notes. Come on.
It's just unreal. It's just. Come on now. Come on now.
All right, so this is a metric. And, you know, I don't know my way around the hockey metrics like some do. And I don't have quite the facility with them as I do with baseball metrics. Not even close. Not that I'm an expert at those. I just understand them a little bit better and know how to find them and manipulate them and understand them. But this is Dave. And he says, what I've noticed this year about the Blackhawks, more than any other since the core really took off, is how they never seem to dominate the back and forth as well as in previous years, especially noticeable on defense. Here are the yearly shots for, shots against numbers. Starting with the 2010 Cup team, shots for, shots against. Plus 744 in 09-10. The next year, plus 293. The next year, plus 242. 2012-2013, plus 237. 2013-2014, plus 491. 2014-2015, last year, plus 308. This year, with what, 8 games left? Plus 3.
Ooh. We're missing about 300 shots.
Yeah, that's the thing. On average, you got
you found them?
Considerably more than that. If you factor in the 744 and the 491, you're more like 400.
Yeah, more average, yeah.
More or closer average, probably to 400.
And, well, we're missing a few.
And that's what's measured when you look at Corsi 4 and the 5-on-5 stuff. Of course, your Fenwick, whatever is your choice, looking at 5-on-5 numbers and taking out some of the special team situations. Where the Hawks haven't been that good anyway, especially lately. But they have to have the puck. And they haven't had the puck as much.
Doom is nigh.
I didn't say that. Didn't say that, but that's...
It's,
No, you can't be the guy who says doom is nigh. You can't. Because you're the guy who says you're not worried, and then at the start of the show, you said I'm not worried.
Yeah, it's getting too close now.
What are you talking about? It's been 2 hours. Not even.
It's getting too close.
All of a sudden, you're
2 hours. Yeah, wait. In the 2 hours, I've moved the meter.
You can't do that.
I look
that.
At it and I think, look at those numbers and thinking about this and thinking about them in general that, yeah, maybe that's a problem and maybe that's why. Because that's not that, you know, their strength has always been that and now that is not a strength. Plus three? That's not a strength.
No, that's your...
I mean, they're I got the puck and you can't do anything about a team and not, that's not, I don't know.
An email from Corey who says, let's make this really simple with the NFL. A receiver must have 2 feet down inbounds with control. No football move, no element of time. The ball can't touch the ground, which is currently legal if you show control. A knee or other body part equals 1 foot inbounds, but not two. A jarring legal hit may cause a fumble, not an incompletion, assuming the player had control. The ground may not cause an incompletion, assuming the player had control. Control does not require two hands. For a touchdown, the player must catch the ball in the end zone 2 feet in with control. If he spikes the ball, puts down the ball, or the ball's knocked loose, still a touchdown catch. He's going out of bounds, catch the ball 2 feet in with control. If he spikes, loses the ball, slamming into the ground, or the ball's knocked loose, still a catch. If a nine-year-old thinks it's a catch, it's a catch. But we have to assign the nine-year-old. We have to have a nine-year-old hired by the league at every game. Or in the war room.
It's remarkable.
In the nerve
center.
It's
truly remarkable. That's well put. Yeah. That's okay with me. That sounds right. That's what it should be. It's not that difficult. It's just not that damn difficult.
I guess it is, though.
I know. It'll come up. You know it will. And then they'll call it one way one weekend, and the next weekend they'll call it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the same play. Same set of circumstances are close, and then we'll go one way, and then it'll go the other, and they'll look at each other and go, oh, okay, I guess we did that again. Yes, you did it last year, you'll do it again. You'll do it again. I mean, you do all these things that, look, I have no problem with some of the rules, these rules changed. I think they're okay. Certainly not with a personal foul, I don't care what Richard Sherman says. But I mean, to me, the most basic thing you should have done is that. Clear it up. once and for all. Over with. Never be a question about it again. Never have to worry about it. Your officiating crew will never have to worry about it. They can look at it. Sometimes it's hard to. You can't see the ball, can't see it. You know, maybe nobody has the right angle on it.
And what's the thought on the Rams and Hard Knocks?
Yep, they're in.
But I'm saying, what's your thought on it? I know they're in.
Not interested.
Really?
Not really. No, I'm not interested in Jeff Fisher.
See, I'm interested because I love the show. It doesn't matter what team is on.
Yeah, because it's LA. Who's interesting on the Rams?
We'll find out. I never say not interested because I love the show so much.
Yeah, I think with that I'll take an El Paso. We'll see.
Why?
I don't care about them at all.
But you don't have to. You didn't care about the Houston Texans.
Oh, more so than that with JJ. Sure. Sure you did. The changes they made and the people. Yeah, sure you did.
Okay.
No, with that team?
I mean, I don't really care much about any other team outside the Bears at all, but I just like the show.
There's some interesting teams that'll just never do it. I mean, that's just cut and dry. The other thing, they can't quite convince you, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't really do that and say, hey, by the way, it's you this time. And don't ifs, ands, or buts. It's you.
They say they can do that, but they never do that.
They never do.
Because somebody would make the Bears do it.
Sure, of course they would.
But the Bears are behind the scenes or might just say, no, don't make us do it. And then they listen to them and they don't do it.
No.
It was just assumed that it'll never happen.
Right. I think that's the fair assumption. It'll never happen. That's exactly what it'll be.
And
they've threatened him before, remember, a couple of years ago?
And the texter says, regarding that email about going through all the possibilities of a catch, you still have to define control. Yeah, there's always going to be something where you have to put it into words that you're going to have a gray area. That's the problem. No matter what you do, even if you deregulate, you're just going to have a different problem. At some point, you have to rule catch or no catch.
Yeah.
At some point, there's no good way to do it. And everybody says, well, here's the good way. Let's just make this simple. And in trying to make it simple, all you've done is changed the point at which it becomes complicated. It can sound simple, but in practice, when they actually look over, okay, say, well, he's got control, he's got 2 feet, he's got the ball. But in every play, you've got to decide. First the ref's got to decide. Then you got to look it over. And then you have to have everybody talk about it. No matter how you at some point, it must be defined. You're always going to have an issue. You can make it more complicated or less complicated. You can have a strict definition or a liberal definition of it, but either way, you can say, "Look, we're gonna err on the side of all things are a catch until they're obviously not a catch." And you can talk about how some of this stuff is done, but no matter what, you're going to have problems.
Because yeah, or you could just do what they did, ignore it. Well, act like you got it.
You know, they did, you got it. And then they got in trouble when they were trying to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's still stupid. I mean, they do all these. They make it more complicated than it has to be. I don't think control is that hard to define.
I do.
I don't. Not in my football world.
Can the ball be moving for you when you are in control of it?
No.
Why not?
Control.
But you can still have control and the ball be moving.
As you're not, if you're, it depends on where you're at. But no, I would say if you're moving, the ball's moving when you're when you're going out of bounds, you don't have control.
I didn't say going out of bounds. But I think you can.
Well, it mostly comes up there.
But again, there can be an interpretation of control that still involves the movement of the ball. You can still be in control of the ball even if it's moving. So no matter what, you're going to have something where somebody says, well, that constitutes control. Well, no, it doesn't, because if you try to do it strictly...
Well, that's where I break it, right there.
You're going to have out... Yeah, but
if it's moving, you don't have it.
If
it's moving as you go out of bounds, you don't have it. I don't care if you land with it or not. You don't have it.
I think there will be innumerable cases where you would see obvious control even though the ball is technically moving, and it would spark outrage. There's no good way to do it. At some point, it's got to be defined. There is, no matter how many people say they've got an easy way to do it, let's just make this easy, it's not easy in practice. It sounds like it would be, but that first week, there would be an example that would make it look uncomfortable and untenable, no matter what.
And how does it look now?
Uncomfortable and untenable and overdone, but it's still, there's no way to solve the problem. There's literally no way to solve the problem. John and Palatine, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, in terms of the NBA draft, like, if you want to draft Ben Simmons, freshman, you expect him to go lead grown men, one or two pick overall?
What conversation are you having at the moment?
I'd much rather have a guy like a 4-year guy like Buddy Hield.
John, what conversation are you having? I'm just curious where this is coming from out of hockey and football discussion at the moment.
Oh, I don't know. I was just talking with a friend about college basketball. I said, hey, might as well call Boris and Bernstein.
Okay, and so you'll have to kind of take us back through, so you get us caught up here. And
yeah, take us back through your conversation.
All right, so I just watch a player like Denzel Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
You guys see him. His vision, his passing. 4-year guy, I know they lost, but just more savvy, been through a lot more battles, has had a lead more. Even Buddy Hield.
What are you
looking for a Bulls player?
What team?
The one-and-done players like a Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins and Anthony Davis and a Marcus Cousins, a John Wall,
yeah.
Derrick Rose. They haven't won consistently, and the 4-year guys have.
No, the footnote.
Golden State, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green all went to college for more than, I know, 2 years at least.
So
you look at the players that are winning.
Kevin Durant and LeBron James.
Yeah, so your take is you were looking for the college veteran who stays in college rather than a guy who's just been there a year.
I'll tell you this. If you take those guys and I take the one and dones in enough time, I will beat your ass weary because the more talented players leave earlier.
Okay, well, how's DeMarcus Cousins doing right now?
He's awesome.
He's awesome on a bad team, right?
But I would take him immediately because he's spectacular.
How's Kyrie Irving fitting in with LeBron? Not well, right?
You wouldn't take Kyrie Irving?
No.
You're out of your damn mind.
He doesn't play defense. He needs the ball to be good. He's a shoot first. He's not.
Okay, no. John.
Yeah, but not related to how long he stayed in school.
Yeah, but that's.
It's
John. This is
junior.
Hey, John.
It's not the same problem.
John, you're looking at basketball.
The guy's more mature.
John.
Yeah, but no.
John,
he's had chance to mature.
You know what I figured out here? This whole thing that you said you've been talking to your friends, you haven't been talking to your friends.
Well, I don't. Whatever.
I'm right, aren't I?
No, I got my friend right here, Ron. What's up? Okay.
So. You're talking to Ron. Okay. But see, what you're talking about has nothing to do with how long they stayed in school.
Okay. Well, we disagree.
It doesn't.
So.
No, we don't disagree. It doesn't have anything to do with how long they stayed in school.
Not that. No.
You come out of school because you are talented enough to be valuable.
And none of those guys who have been drafted that high have led a team to a championship. How about Carmelo Anthony?
How about LeBron James?
He won the title in college. But stayed one year.
But again,
year,
LeBron James. Okay, LeBron James.
High school is different.
No, so 1 year of college.
In high school, that's different.
You
story,
have
okay?
to go for 1 year. It's the same story. It's mandatory.
But it's still.
No, John, you're not a smart man. Steve Conroy will talk hockey with us next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boris and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and you too.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
His dunks are so thunderous, they're often preceded by lightning. Hey there, Chicago sports fans. There's nothing better than watching the tournament with your buddies at your favorite bar and rooting on your team. This March, while you're catching all the big games, visit dosequis.com/MVP for a chance to become the most interesting basketball fan. Each week, tweet us your most interesting man legend lines for a chance to be inducted into the Dos Equis MVP Hall of Fame and win a $200 voucher to a hoops game of your choice. Stay thirsty and enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Cervezas Mexicanas, New York, New York.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
Number 33.
Let's talk money for a second, because the truth is sometimes honest and hardworking people need a little extra money, and some banks don't make it fast or easy to get. But I'll tell you who does: Avant, the company who gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000, and you never have to go to a branch. You just go to AvantOffer.com. It's all online. Check your competitive rate, and you do that risk-free, no effect on your FICO score. You complete your application in minutes, and then the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through AvantOffer.com. And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com, enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair ISA Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
It's slam dunk savings time at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. With can't miss savings on hundreds of new Chevys. Lease a new 2016 Chevy Cruze for just $99 a month. Or choose 0% financing for 60 months on most new Chevys. That's 5 years of no interest financing. But hurry, these slam dunk savings won't last forever. And the clock is winding down. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Sunrise Chevrolet, the right way to buy. 24-month lease, $1,900 due at lease inception, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualify buyers with approved credits and dealer for details.
Golfers, get your new Lake Geneva Golf Passport today. Play 30 rounds of golf on 9 of the most beautiful courses in the Midwest for only $149. To order, visit LakeGenevaGolfTrail.com. That's LakeGenevaGolfTrail.com.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Genet from Old Navy's design team. Want to turn some heads at Easter brunch this year? Then come into Old Navy, where our new line of spring dresses in fresh floral prints, stripes, and vibrant colors will have you looking and feeling as festive as the day. And now through Monday, at Old Navy's Easter weekend sale, get the whole fam looking great with up to 50% off store-wide. Dresses and shorts from $15 for adults, $12 for kids, plus tees from just $5. So hop into Old Navy.
Val 323 to 328, select styles.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't know if it's confidence or whatever, but I think we got to find a way to rectify the way we play and the way we play with more urgency. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to measure confidence to me. If you play hard, you find your way through it.
At 3:22 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we discussed a little Blackhawks hockey, and now we got somebody who can really help us because we need it.
Let's go to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Home Run Inn Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. Steve Conroyd of Comcast Sports Net, one of the many Blackhawks experts, is here to help us out. So, Help us out, man.
Help us out, you
know,
would you?
I was disheartened last night because I know Corey Crawford, Steve, has been there to get him some goalie wins and to bail out some nights when they're just not skating. Scott Darling was really awful, and there were just a couple of cheapies there that shouldn't have happened. Eric Gustafson not helping him. So when it all kind of goes like that right in front of you, what should a coach do?
Well, I think what Joel's done in the past, I think, a shot across the bow, and it's not going to be, in front of the public or in front of the media, but it'll be behind closed doors. And, it's got to be kind of a wake-up call. And typically what he does in situations like that is he changes up the pairings. And he did that last night in game. I think he waited till after the first period, but, that's typically what you do. But, I couldn't agree more. I think, we talked about in the post-game show,
mm-hmm.
I said it's as poorly as I've seen the D as a group play the entire year. And you mentioned Gustafson. I think Trevor Van Rien's struggled a little bit too. But Duncan Keith wasn't on top of his game. Brent Seabrook wasn't on top of his game, nor was Nicholas Chalmerson. So I think, collectively, and it's going to happen every once in a while, but unfortunately it's been happening all too often for the Blackhawks. You're going to come out with a stinker, and it's got to stop, and it's got to stop pretty quickly. And they're not panicking because it looks like they're going to make the playoffs, but that's still not a done deal. So I think they want to get this thing turned around.
I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs too. I would hope, but should we be worried long term? I mean, are you worried? I mean, you're the guy that was going to help us, so we got to know, Steve. Are you worried,
Terry? I'm not worried, and I just we've got sometimes really short term memories. Last year, the Blackhawks, the last 10 games, I think there were 4 wins, 6 losses. I was going over my notes, and 4 of those wins were against teams that weren't in the playoffs or didn't make the playoffs. So, I mean, they were obviously wins that they should have had, they did, but still 4-6 isn't a stellar record to close out the season. Mind you, they had a ton of points last year and were pretty good positioned to, to be able to coast. This year, not quite as much, but there's no panic there. And for whatever reason, and we've seen it a number of times now from these guys, they can sometimes limp into the playoffs and then just, turn it around and just find that next gear. And I think that's what's plaguing this team right now is just the amount of hockey, the intense hockey they played these last 3 years. I mean, you count, the Stanley Cup in 13, the conference finals in 14, the Stanley Cup last year in 15. That was another 65 playoff games in 3 years, which is a ton of hockey. And I know you guys know enough about hockey to know that a regular season game, a playoff game, is twice the intensity of a regular season game. So that takes a lot out of you. Throwing some Olympics for almost half the team, and you're talking about a lot of extra hockey for these guys. So they know when it counts. They know when it matters. Now, will they be fatigued once the playoff starts? I think that's the million-dollar question. And, maybe mental fatigue more than anything. But they have played a ton of postseason hockey of late, and that's tougher than regular season hockey by a long shot.
When you played, were there ever nights that you were honest with yourself where you thought you were skating hard? You thought that every shift that you were leaving it out there, but then maybe when you watched yourself or maybe when coach pointed something out to you that you weren't. And I just wonder that even when you do it for a living and even when you have the proprioception to know where your body is all the time and what it's doing, are there ever nights, and maybe this is part of the fatigue factor, part and parcel of this, is there ever a time where you're saying, when I watch myself, I felt like I was going as hard as I could, but I guess I wasn't?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, you look back at the game, and that's what, video sessions are all about. You think you're doing one thing, and the tape doesn't lie, and it's showing you something else. And I think we can fool ourselves, and I think it's human nature sometimes to take the easy way out. Try to follow the path of least resistance, and and that's what you sometimes do in hockey. And it's just those tiny little shortcuts. And I'll never forget an old coach of mine, Badger Bob Johnson, may he rest in peace. Had him in Calgary for 4 years, And he would always tell us it was the thankless little plays that really decided hockey games. It wasn't always the goals. It was, coming back hard, back checking, getting pucks out, working pucks out of your own zone, that at the end of the day, no one ever, you know, remembers. But he said those are the thankless little things that, you know, all add up and make you win hockey games. And I think, you know, that's when you kind of look at the tape and really break it down and really get honest with yourself. That's when you realize you're taking some shifts off, you're looking for the shortcut. And I do think you maybe hit it right on the head. I think when I watched the team last night, they didn't look like they had the jump. They were shying away from board battles. And I know the Blackhawks aren't the biggest team in the world, but they win a lot of board battles just with their speed and quick sticks. And that was not happening last night. And I thought their positioning was really bad, too. So, again, that all goes back to watching tape. And I think, you know, the video is not going to lie to them, and they'll be able to realize that, hey, you know what, that's not Blackhawk hockey. We're capable of better than that, and that's how they're going to learn.
Does it strike you then, and I agree that that's the way it looked, does it strike you as you watch this that it's possible that one of these Western Conference teams is actually better than the Blackhawks? I mean, I know what the numbers say, Steve, but I want to see what your eyes tell you when you watch, like, Dallas, a team you think you'd get up for, but not necessarily, they didn't. Is there a team you'd say, you know, I kind of think they might be better than the Hawks, or does that team not exist?
Oh, no. No, Terry, that's a great question. You know, the LA Kings were in town not too long ago. I think it was like mid-March.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a pretty good whooping on the Blackhawks. It was a 5-0 game. And I saw that team, and I'd seen LA play us a little earlier in the season, and they just looked a lot different. And now there's a team that had won a Stanley Cup in 2014, had gone, you know, and that was their second cup in 3 years. And then last year they missed out on the playoffs. I think they missed out on the playoffs
right,
by a point. So they didn't make the postseason. But, you know, I saw a team that was energized and had the experience and had great goaltending. And they really scare me. I mean, and it's a possibility if the Blackhawks, you know, slip it up and you know, become a wild card, one of the two wild card spots, they could face the LA Kings in the first round. And that, you know, obviously any matchup you get is going to be tough. I'd be worried about playing obviously Dallas or even Nashville right now. Every team in the Western Conference is so good. And, you know, there's no easy games. And especially when you're talking about those top eight teams in the Western Conference that are going to make the playoffs. I mean, anyone's capable. The thing I think that works against Dallas is they don't quite have the Stanley Cup experience. Yeah, they got Johnny Oduya and Patrick Sharp and Antti Niemi, who didn't play last night, and they've won Stanley Cups. But I think that's about it as far as their Stanley Cup experience goes. They are a team that likes to run and gun, and you're not going to win a lot of high-scoring games in the postseason. And if they don't score 4 or 5 goals, it just seems like they're not winning a lot of hockey games. So I'd rather play, you know, the teams we just talked about, I'd rather play the Dallas Stars in the first round than the LA Kings, the Nashville Predators, even the St. Louis Blues.
Hey, you mentioned Johnny Oduya, and I never thought the Hawks would miss him as much as it looks to me like they do. Because when they're rolling, it isn't just Duncan Keith that is coming out of the neutral zone, or into the neutral zone, I should say, with speed, or able to withstand an aggressive forecheck and make that forecheck pay by getting behind it, by using the diagonal stretch pass to the streaking winger down the side, setting up everything they do, because that sets up the drop back. That sets up the cycling of the puck, and it's just not happening because they don't have that other defenseman who can play as dynamically. I don't know how to get around that. I'm just not sure how, because their style is puck possession and speed, how you can manage. You can't ask Duncan Keith with all of his heavy ice time to be the only guy who's really able to be that kind of catalyst.
Well, you know, you're right, and we're looking for that guy who's going to be Johnny Oduya, that fourth defenseman. Listen, the top three guys are set. We know it's Hjalmarsson and Keith and Seabrook. You know, last night Erik Gustafsson struggled a little bit playing with Brent Seabrook. He's had his moments, and he's looked really good when he's had his moments, but he's looked kind of lost in a game last night where he made a couple of mistakes, and when you play a high-skilled team, they're going to make you pay. Now, the other guy and he struggled too last night, was Trevor Van Riemsdyk. I think he's still capable of being that guy. The unfair thing to ask of him, though, he's a right defenseman. He's playing the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, up until this year, he's never really played the left side. And he's been asked to play that on a pretty regular basis. Now, I know he's getting used to it now, but still, it's not instinctive to him. And I think, you know, when you look at a game like last night, you know, you sometimes get caught out of position, even if it's only by about a foot or two, and that's all it takes in the NHL to give that guy the extra room and space where he can get off his shot or he can get by us. So I think he's getting better as the year goes on, but I still think, you know, ultimately he could be our Johnny O'Doody. He's got good speed. He's got good offensive instincts. But I agree. I was the same way too. I knew Johnny O'Doody was a big part of the Stanley Cup win. Obviously last year we basically went with four defensemen. He pulls down a lot of minutes. I thought somebody would be able to step into that position, and he's obviously a lot better than I realized, because it's been tough for some of these kids, and maybe it's growing pains. And listen, it's just really the first full year for Trevor Van Riemsdyk in the NHL, the same with Gustafson. Those guys are true rookies, so it's maybe a lot to ask of them, but I think it could still happen.
It's probably hard to play with Seabrook because he smells like beef gravy all the time. I mean, that he looks to me like he could. He's slower than he used to be. You know, he's still okay on offense, but it looks like his turn, his acceleration out of his pivot. I don't watch him all the time, but I don't know that that's the same dude that he was. And if that is just a lot of hockey, or if that's just an aging player, or maybe you don't agree with the scouting report.
No, I do. And I see him getting beat with that. You know, you mentioned earlier that cross-ice pass where you spring a forward. I've seen a lot of cross-ice passes against us on his side, and it's his winger that's getting a pretty good look coming down the boards, whether it's a partial breakaway or a breakaway. And I think it is, it's a couple of things. Here's a kid who's 230 pounds, so yeah. He is beefy, and that's a good thing because the Blackhawks don't have a lot of beef on the blue line. But the other thing is, those 65 games I talked about that they've played in the postseason the last 3 years, it's cumulative, and it adds up, and it wears your body down. And, you know, I'm sure he's looking at, you know, a game against the Calgary Flames on a Saturday night in Calgary. It's the last thing he wants to be doing, but he realizes that in a couple of weeks he's got the playoffs starting. So, you know, urgency, and I heard you guys play that clip with Joel Quenneville last night.
Yep.
That's what it's all about, but it's sometimes hard to manufacture urgency when you've been there, you've done that, and you realize what a grind the Stanley Cup playoffs are.
Steve, as always, my friend, a pleasure. We appreciate it, and we'll be checking in with you down the road. There'll be playoffs. We'll be checking in.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Steve Conroy of Comcast Sportsnet.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Never too early for football. Season tickets available at nusports.com. Kyle Hendricks is on the mound for the Cubs as they take on the Rangers out in Arizona. No score there in the second inning. John Danks and the White Sox are facing Drew Pomeranz and the Padres today. No score there in the second. Danks has now pitched 7 straight scoreless innings. And Alex Rodriguez announced today that he'll play 2 more seasons. He intends to retire at the end of 2017. That's when his contract expires. Bulls host the Knicks tonight at the UC. Bulls currently tied with the Pistons for the 8th and final playoff spot in the East. Pau Gasol is probable for tonight. Etuan Moore and Cameron Bairstow are out. Blackhawks looking to move on from last night's 6-2 drubbing at the hands of the Stars. They'll kick off a 4-game road trip in Calgary on Sunday. In football, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said yesterday that it's absurd to think there's a link between CTE and football. But today, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said that a possible connection between CTE and football is, quote, consistent with the league's position over the years. Sean Payton has agreed to a 5-year, $45 million extension with the Saints. The Rams will be the team featured on this year's Hard Knocks. And baseball legend Joe Garagiola has passed away at the age of 90. It's time for the College Hoops Championships. Catch Boers and Bernstein broadcasting live from Bottoms Up in Naperville on Thursday from 1 to 6 p.m. for a Bud Light College Hoops broadcast. Cheer on your team and win great prizes, all brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
Right now, you are in your zone, thanks to pleasing sounds passing through your ear to the auditory cortex. Here's something else for your auditory cortex. Free Lonatool service at AutoZone. We have over 100 specialty tools available, so you'll have exactly what you need to get the job done right. Just tap or click the banner for a location near you, then check out our free Lonatool service. Your auditory cortex will thank you. Deposit required. See store for complete details.
Going to change anytime soon.
All right, so one of my favorite NFL players, as people who listen to this show know, is Aaron Rodgers. And there's a show called You Made It Weird. It's a podcast of comedian and actor Pete Holmes. And Aaron Rodgers opened up about a number of things over the course of the two-hour conversation. Damn, there were a long-form discussion and grants listeners a look at Rodgers' inner workings. And you know what? You know what happened to Aaron Rodgers? There was an inner working, all right, involving a UFO.
I saw an unidentified flying object in the sky in New Jersey in 2005. Late at night, I was with a good friend of mine. Multiple eyewitnesses saw the same thing. Actually, I checked in with him a couple years ago. I said, remember that one night? And before I even finished, he's like, yeah, I think about that almost every day. There was a weird siren in the distance. So we go outside. It was a snowy night. It was in, I think it was in February. And we went outside. If you've seen the movie Independence Day, it was like that in a sense of that it was a large orange left to right moving object. It goes out of sight, and we look at each other and go, what in the was that? And then at the time, we were kind of like in shock. Then we hear the sound, definitive sound. Anybody who's been to a flyover or been to an air show or just seen Top Gun, you know the sound that a fighter jet makes as it flies by.
Yeah.
And there were about four of those.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, Doug Buffone insists that he saw one, too.
He did, yeah. Maybe they saw it. Well, they maybe, who knows with Doug, but yeah, I don't know. All I know is that 2 hours of Aaron Rodgers, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yesterday, you were talking about Tom Coughlin still wandering around the facility.
Can't get rid of him. Won't leave.
Well, our guy with the ill-fitting clothes, Ben McAdoo.
Yeah.
The guy that cannot find anything.
Coughlin can't find the door, and this guy can't find clothes.
Yeah, this guy cannot find clothes that fit him. His suit's too big, his shirt's too big, his golf shirt's too big, his khakis are hanging off of him.
My suit's too big.
He was asked about it, and he said, I don't have those concerns. As long as Tom's around, we want to welcome him and use him as a resource. We welcome him. But the point is, he was fired. There's no way it's not weird. I understand that Ben McAdoo thinks he has to say that, but you might want to kind of get Kenny Williams on the case and have Kenny talk to Tom Coughlin and say, Tom, I know we said we'd have a desk for you and everything, but not like all day, every day. Let's, in his words, dial it back a little.
According to Jason Cole of Bleacher Report, been a lot of speculation about where Colin Kaepernick's going to wind up because, you know, Broncos are searching. Several teams are kind of looking around for a quarterback and somebody they can groom. Well, and this is I don't know how many times the guys do this because a lot of guys who run football teams really don't want the coach to make a decision. They make decisions, mm-hmm. But the Niners, according to Jason Cole, leave this totally in the hands of Chip Kelly. If you want him, you can keep him. We will not trade him. We're not, even though you kind of kicked him around last year, and you really, you know, in Kaepernick's eyes, because remember, immediately he wanted to be traded when the season ended. Like, please, can I go somewhere? I don't want to be here anymore. Well, it's up to Chip Kelly, and my guess is he keeps him.
See the stuff in Kevin Johnson?
I saw it last night.
Yeah, we knew that there had always been
the
smoke.
The number of five now for those who are curious of women.
Of five women accusing him of either molesting them or harassing them. I mean, some of this is actual physical stuff, fondling, and what is it going to take to get this guy?
Well, he's bought his way out of two of them.
Right, he settled two of them, but that's civil.
I know.
What is it going to take to get charges pressed?
I don't know, because this is really the lowest of the low. Because he starts grooming him when they're 14 or 15. I mean, you know, this is like evil as evil can be. This is more than, I ran into some, you know, what we hear from so many guys. But this is God. And you saw three of the victims last night, and you should be watching Real Sports.
No, they come. It's like Second Mile. He's got something called Johnson's Hood Corps Urban Service Program as teenagers. And you're right, there's grooming behavior. Mm-hmm. So they've got to get this guy. This is a monster.
Yeah, for those who don't know, he is the fine mayor of Sacramento.
Yeah, the former basketball player, Kevin
former
Johnson.
Basketball player, one of the, you know.
And the mayor of Sacramento, this has got to be the start of some kind of criminal investigation.
Yeah, well, I would think. And apparently there's some others who are willing to come forward. Some reports are there's others who are out there lurking and have not, you know, had it within them to come forward.
There's a more than a few.
Yeah.
When you start looking
at a few, you come forward
at this kind of behavior and the pattern and the fact that he had set up his own little farm here.
He's got the farm.
This has got all the earmarks of one where you could get an avalanche.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, they got something that has to be outside of civil court. Criminal
you can't court. Get, you can't, you know, I mean, the first one wasn't, he just started paying her. That's second half. We do it every day. Anyway, I ask you what you think of this or the other things we discussed. Coon of the Hawks, a lot of football rules, a little bit of Bulls. 312-644-6767.
Mark Schanowski at the top of the hour talks Bulls with us. To it.
Wants to send you to every Cubs game this season for free.
Unbelievable atmosphere.
It's the Score's Cubs season tickets giveaway. Listen throughout the day, now through April 6th, for Pat Hughes saying,
"Get out the tape measure, long gone."
Be the sixth caller to the contest line at 312-591-6700, and you'll qualify for a pair of Cubs season tickets.
Cubs win!
Only from Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
Presented by Gilbert's Craft Sausage, is now available at Wrigley Field and Jewel Osco. And by Wintrust, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs.
His dunks are so thunderous, they're often preceded by lightning. Hey there, Chicago sports fans. There's nothing better than watching the tournament with your buddies at your favorite bar and rooting on your team. This March, while you're catching all the big games, visit DosEkis.com/MVP for a chance to become the most interesting basketball fan. Each week, tweet us your most interesting man legend lines for a chance to be inducted into the Dos Equis MVP Hall of Fame and win a $200 voucher to a hoops game of your choice. Stay thirsty and enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Cervezas Mexicanas, New York, New York.
This is your moment to start something better. Right now, during the Hyundai Seize the Moment sales event, take advantage of our limited time offers on any of your favorite Hyundai models. Like the completely redesigned 2017 Hyundai Elantra, the compact packed with advanced technology. Or try the spacious Sonata, stylish Tucson, or the dynamic Santa Fe Sport. And what's even better, they all come backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. But hurry. The Hyundai Seize the Moment sales event ends March 31st. This is your moment. Seize it.
Lease the 2016 Sonata for $142 a month for 36 months. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Terry Moore's here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And Matty, you know, we've been keeping you on top of what's going on with Mattress Firm for a while now, and we've got a warning for you. Warning, warning, Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale ends Sunday.
Yeah, that's it. Sale so big, TB, it happens just twice a year with our friends over at Mattress Firm. They are the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic.
And don't miss your final chance to save up to $300 store-wide. Plus, through Sunday, get a luxury pillow, mattress frame, or mattress protector for just 88 cents when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic, that is our favorite, or Beautyrest Black Hybrid mattress sets. Even pay no money down and no interest for 4 full years. What more do you want? But I know there's more.
Yep, Mattress Firm guarantees you'll sleep happy on your new mattress or your money back, and we guarantee that too.
Oh, yeah.
They also have same-day delivery available as well as guaranteed on-time delivery. And if they're not on time, your delivery is free. They will find the best mattress to fit your sleep style as well as the mattress that best fits in your budget. So here's what you do. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. You can call 800-431-5921 for details about credit cost and terms. Don't miss Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. It's your final chance to save up to $300 store-wide, and this sale ends on Sunday. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. Want to turn some heads at Easter brunch this year? Then come into Old Navy, where our new line of spring dresses in fresh floral prints, stripes, and vibrant colors will have you looking and feeling as festive as the day. And now through Monday, at Old Navy's Easter weekend sale, get the whole fam looking great with up to 50% off store-wide. Dresses and shorts from $15 for adults, $12 for kids, plus tees from just $5. So hop into Old Navy.
The 323 to 328, select styles.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
.com. Tomorrow, join the Boers and Bernstein Show, broadcasting live from Bottoms Up, 1807 South Washington in Naperville, starting at 1 for a Bud Light College Hoops broadcast. Cheer on your favorite team and win great prizes, all brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, hearing that's perfect time to remind you again, we are out and about tomorrow, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. We are at Bottoms Up in Naperville. And you see, you say to yourself, wouldn't you do? Yes, but we're going back because we were a little shortened by an Illinois basketball game that was a fine game.
Yeah,
A fine game, as I recall. Hell of a performance. Yep. Anyway, that's where we'll be tomorrow.
Yep, they
stop by and say yo.
They left it all out there on the floor.
Yes, that's right.
They didn't have any.
They can feel good about that.
So you know, right. It happened to me today. I get to the gym, and I work out, and I'm hanging out with my old buddies.
And I got old buddies, like with the nuts hanging, or just like old friends.
No, the old guys.
Old guys.
They're,
right,
they're friends, and they're also old. I love it. It makes me feel so young. And what they always so many. It's always sports things. They always have a sports thought. Why don't they get mad at Cam Newton? Why doesn't the league suspend Cam Newton for taking pictures of himself on the sidelines? He's taking selfies over there. They should suspend him.
These are your people.
Yeah, I said, you know, I'm not bothered by that. Well, I'm a lot older than you. I'm bothered by it. So anyway,
What does that have to do with it?
I'm
a lot older too. It doesn't bother me.
I know.
Me.
I always get an earful of it. How come nobody's talking about Cam Newton and his selfies? So plenty of that. And I go to put on my socks. I don't know if this ever happens to you. And I undo the sock ball, and one of the socks is mine, and the other one is not. The other one is.
Do they match?
No, that's my point.
Well, I mean, some. Yeah, white socks. White socks.
No, they're not. Yeah, but one of them, it's either my wife's or my daughter's or maybe even my son's. So it's like I got to stretch this thing over half my foot.
Yeah, they should be asking you about that. But what's wrong with you?
I just got, oh, man. And now it's like my foot's feeling all weird because I didn't want to go without a sock because I was worried about getting blisters. And it's one thing you forget underpants because that happens every once in a while. That happens to the best of us. You get to the gym and you're, oh, okay. But that's no big deal. You can commando it for the remainder of a day and be fine sitting and doing a talk show. It's not like I'm tarring a roof or something. But having that one weird sock,
I'm still working on that. These old nut hangers are still concerned about something that's long gone. I mean, they haven't been playing for a while now, and he's not taking selfies. This is still top of mind.
I'm just telling you. I never know what it's going to be. It's always going to be something from one of those guys, and it's one is like, is this going to be the year for the Cubs? I keep thinking if I live long enough, I'm going to get my World Series championship. So tell me, you're the sports person. Have I lived long enough? And I said, I don't know. I said, for the benefit of the doubt, just keep living. Would be my
advice. What about Thanks? Is he going to come back?
Yeah, that's essentially that.
He may have to. I think he's going to have to.
But that's like every day. Hey, I have a question for you about the Cubs. What's with this Joe Madden and all of his silliness? And by the way, we have to get to that too. So, but I know we got Mark Schanowski coming up.
Yeah, we do.
But you did see that, not surprisingly, that the mime is now a bridge too far for some.
I saw it, yeah.
But now that's it. Mm-hmm. Everything else, fine. The zoo and all that and the 70s. But this, a mime, that's it now. Now that will prevent them from winning the World Series. I read that today.
Well, that's logic. That's fine.
All right, caller 6 of the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $50 gift certificate to Fizz Bar and Grill in Lincoln Park. See their menu at fizzchicago.com. Mark Schanowski on the Bulls next on the Score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee. You won't be disappointed. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Cheney from Old Navy's design team. Want to turn some heads at Easter brunch this year? Then come into Old Navy, where our new line of spring dresses in fresh floral prints, stripes, and vibrant colors will have you looking and feeling as festive as the day. And now through Monday, at Old Navy's Easter weekend sale, get the whole fam looking great with up to 50% off store-wide. Dresses and shorts from $15 for adults, $12 for kids, plus tees from just $5. So hop into Old Navy.
Val 323 to 328, select styles.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
Need $50,000 or more for your existing business? Get working capital from Aquity in as little as 24 hours. You heard right. Get $50,000 or more in working capital for your existing business. Use it for inventory, expansion, payroll, or any other business reason. Call 1-800-409-1996. In business over a year, you may already qualify. Call now, 1-800-409-1996.